Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, August the 4th, 2026. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. First Tuesday in the month of August. Now, I should mention that tonight at the Ohio State Fair, August the 4th, 7:30 p.m., Nelly will be there. I think that is probably their headline entertainment this year. And we'll have some tickets to Nelly to give away later on in the program today. I know a lot of people are excited about tomorrow, August the 5th, 7 p.m., Weird Al Yankovic with Puddle's Pity Party. August the 7th, 7:30 p.m., Bailey Zimmerman with Lauren Watkins. I believe that's country music. And then on August the 8th at 7 p.m., Blues Traveler and the Gin Blossoms with special guest Spin. And that's the one I'm looking forward to, the Gin Blossoms and Blues Traveler. If you've ever been to a grocery store, if you've ever been to anywhere that's pumping in the music in the background, you have heard the Gin Blossoms, and we played a little bit of a song yesterday, so there you are. But today the tickets are Nelly, and hopefully we'll get to those as the morning goes along. Now, well, last night's city council committee meetings did not go a tremendous amount of time. The room was not as full as it was 2 weeks ago. It was a little less full this time. I'll say about a quarter less full. I don't have the exact numbers. But here's essentially what came of the meeting last night. The panel on flock cameras ended up being a gentleman from Flock who had been there last year sometime, Sheriff Matt Bales, which I think we all suspected, and Police Chief Jay McDonald, which I think we all suspected. And I've got to say, the conversation on Flock cameras, I thought went very well. And I want to give credit to everybody on the panel. I think they answered the questions very professionally, and nobody lost their cool. And I also want to say that 90% of the public did not lose their cool. And we've been having this big conversation about, can the public get up and ask questions and wait for the answers? Last night they did. That was a very informative meeting for people who had questions and wanted them answered. So the public, the panel, I give great credit. I think the meeting went very well to that degree. And because of that, we found out two bits of information last night. Number one, Sheriff Bales has said this will probably be the last year for flock cameras in Marion because of funding. I think a lot of grant money is being cut back due to the federal government stance on grant money. So I think that's one thing. So even if the cameras stay for another year until next June, I guess it would be, that would most likely be the last year for them. And I've never heard Sheriff Bales say that. And by that point, Chief McDonald will be retired. I think last night he said he has 25 Mondays left. And the legislation to get rid of the flock cameras was actually passed on to council last night with a 3-0 vote. No recommendation on how to vote for it, but it will go on to council starting next week with a 3-0 vote. So we will find out if this legislation will be amended. We will find out what the vote results are, and there you go. And actually, I have to say last night, I think because of everybody acting civilized and normal during that flock camera conversation, I think it probably helped the case of getting rid of the flock cameras if that's what you want to do. I don't know that there are 5 votes to get rid of them, but I think because most people acted in a rational way and actually asked questions and got answers, I think that gave a lot of people who are interested in this or not interested in this the chance to hear the conversation. So this is all very good, and now this legislation will go on to council, and they'll argue it out on the full council, and we'll see where the vote comes down, and that's what I've been saying for a long time, is let's ask questions, let's get answers, and let's go on to council, and see if there are 5 votes to take them down. And it looks like that's where we're headed now. Now, on the other side, speaking about, and I, you know, honestly, I wasn't even sure I wanted to speak about this, but if I didn't speak about this, people would say I was trying to cover up something that happened in the meeting last night. Well, here's what happened from my perspective, and I was in the meeting. What we noticed very early on in the meeting last night was that Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan was in attendance. Now, this was kind of odd. Ray has not been to one of these council meetings or committee meetings in quite some time. But he was there last night, and that was good. And I think a lot of people felt that he was going to be on the panel to discuss flock cameras. And he was not on the panel. He was actually sitting in the very last row. And you know, that's kind of hard to see him because we sit in the very front row on the opposite side of the room. So he was back there, and no big deal. Maybe he wanted to see the conversation. Maybe he wanted to offer something. I think that was probably the thought last night. And then something happened that I would have to say I have not seen at a council meeting in quite some time, and I have not seen, you know, here's what I was thinking about last night. I think back to past county prosecutors, Brent Yeager, Jim Slagle, who was there for, I think, nearly 20 years, and I think of how they handled things. So here's what happened last night. A resident was up at the podium talking about flock cameras. And essentially, they started talking about some things that they had witnessed in the community. Now, the point, I think, that was trying to be made in regard to flock cameras was that law enforcement and other groups are friendly with each other, I think was the initial point that was trying to be made. And during that point, while this citizen was at the podium, an accusation was made in the prosecutor's way. And at that point, Prosecutor Grogan, who was sitting in his seat in the back row, decided to speak out. And here, I'm going to play the clip. Here's basically what happened. And then I'm going to give a statement on this, and then we can move on from here. But this is what happened last night. You'll hear the citizen talking about what he has witnessed here in Marion. Now, he's at the podium. He's standing just a few feet from me. Prosecutor Grogan's in the back of the room. So here's what happened last night.
I guess where I'm going with that is I'm aware of things in Marion, sometimes things I've been involved with, where a person who is a CFO of a county organization contacted a county prosecutor and asked for confidentiality in that organization, and she was promised anonymity, and the very next day she went to work, and this director came to her with all the information.
You're
So can we agree that maybe that prosecutor gave the suspect information?
Are you accusing me of something? Are you accusing me of something?
I'll accuse you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You need to handle your case. Is he out of order?
Now that's what happened during the meeting, and the first voice you heard there was Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan after the citizen had spoken. Now, I think we thought, well, maybe that was that. Then when that particular meeting was over, I was out in the hallway, and as both gentlemen were leaving, going in different directions last night, Mr. Grogan continued with his thoughts about things in a very raised voice. Let's say raised voice. That way we don't have to use any adjectives that are not necessary. Now, here's what I'm going to say about this, because I assume somebody else might say something about this. Is it fun to be accused of something? No. But a public official is different than a citizen. And certainly a county prosecutor is different than a citizen. And what happened last night is exactly what should never happen. People should be able to have conversations. People should be able to have dialogue without shouting at each other, without emotion coming out in that way. That should not happen at a public meeting. Now, I don't know what's going on with people. By the way, I do want to make the point that we did reach out to Ray Grogan for a comment on what happened last night. He has not responded. He's always welcome to call in. He's always welcome to give a statement if he would like. But I don't know what's going on there. And it is shocking for me, because I met Ray when he first came to town running for an office more than a decade ago. And that person and this person that I saw last night, totally different people. And I'm not sure what happened. Maybe it was just in that moment last night. All I'm saying is that should never happen. We should never see an elected official from their seat have that type of an outburst in regard to a citizen because of a criticism they are making of that office holder. I can't imagine anybody thought that was the right thing to do. You know, I can't imagine that Mr. Grogan thought that was the right thing to do. It shouldn't happen. It's exactly what shouldn't happen. And that's all I have to say about that. So there you go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So if anybody's got anything they'd like to say this morning, feel free to buzz in. We're always interested to hear what the public has to say. As I always say, we don't limit the calls here on this station. But it certainly is interesting to see how things shake out as time goes along. And you know, I think on the whole, what that does is it just makes people uncomfortable. And that's what happened last night. I think people in the room just felt uncomfortable. When I first heard the voice, I thought, well, gee, who's yelling back there? What's going on? And there it was. So I guess there's that. And then there is the idea that flock cameras will now go to full city council. So again, if you've got an opinion on anything, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So after all the flock camera conversation, that legislation will go to full city council next week. And I guess we'll find out if there are 5 votes to get rid of the flock cameras. I guess we'll find out if this legislation is going to be amended in any way. I don't know. It'll be interesting, to say the least. But this is where we are. 740-383-9944. Well, it's 61 degrees here in Marion, kind of a chilly morning, which isn't bad. Although we have had very strange weather for the end of July, beginning of August. And maybe, I don't know, what kind of weather does that bring for the autumn and the winter? I'm not sure. I'm not sure what kind of weather we get from a cool end to summer. I'm not sure where that goes. Is anybody surprised that the flock camera legislation is now going to end up with city council? What will they do with it? Are there 5 votes there to pass it? I'm not sure. I think that I was just very happy for a lot of reasons last night that the conversation was able to maintain itself. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, hey, Christian. How are you?
I'm not bad. Even though this is, it's not the most entertaining thing that happened last night, I think there are a few interesting takeaways from the discussion. First and foremost, I agree with the panel came across as legitimate, and I think for the most part they, you know, answered people's questions as best as they can. The one member of the panel that I thought could have been better prepared was the representative from Flock. I feel like, you know, especially at the beginning, several people had technical questions about, you know, the inner workings of the software system and, you know, this, that, and the other. And while the citizens were, they were sort of all over the place and some of their questions didn't make any sense, which I think kind of hurt them as a whole. I think the Flock representative could have been a little better prepared in that regard. But I think the rest of the panel, I mean, to the extent that people would let them answer the questions, I think they answered as well as they could have. I'm glad that the committee decided to send this on to full council. I'm surprised that there weren't any amendments right off the jump from anyone on the committee. I know they ended up, they didn't end up amending it, but I'm surprised that, you know, everyone on that committee, they had something that they didn't quite like about the proposed ordinance yet, and no one had an amendment prepared. So I'm glad that Councilman Rollins got up and, you know, said, if, you know, you guys have problems with this but don't have anything prepared, then, you know, why would you try to come up with something on the fly? Let's send it on the full council and let everyone debate. I think, you know, that's...
And they can always amend it in council.
Yeah, of course, but I would hope that, you know, I would hope that everyone is prepared next week.
Yeah.
For everything to come to a head.
I thought that everybody handled themselves, 90% of the people handled themselves very well last night. I thought the public asked, because there's been this question, why doesn't the public wait for the questions to be answered? Well, last night they did. They came up, they stood there, they asked the question, they waited for the answer, and I thought both sides did themselves a whole world of good 90% of the time.
Of course. Now, I feel like there were some people from the crowd who either they really weren't going anywhere with their question, and I think they were, you know, they were adding a lot of confusion to the whole thing. So, you know, I'm sure you could, you know, at the start when people were talking about cameras being hacked and different servers, you know, people who probably didn't know that much about technology trying to seem like they knew about technology was kind of threw me for a loop. I was expecting, and we didn't get this, some citizen to come up there with a, not a gotcha question, but some really pointed question that would have really helped their case, and I didn't really see that. I think the biggest concern that I heard from people in the audience last night was sharing information with other municipalities and, you know, different counties, and I think that question was answered as, you know, we don't share anything with the federal government, but, you know, if some other municipality needs something from us, we'll share it with them.
Well, now that it is going on to council, do you think there are 5 votes to get rid of the flock cameras?
No, I don't think there are 5 votes. I thought it was
interesting that Sheriff Bales said, I think 2 or 3 times last night, that this will most likely be the last year for flock because of the funding. So, you know, I think this is becoming a little bit of a moot point now, because if nothing, even if the city voted to get rid of the flock cameras at this point, the county has already renewed for another year. We're already in that year. So there's not a whole lot of time left on these cameras if what the sheriff said is true.
No, and I think because they're funded from state grants, it confuses a lot of people. Because, you know, well, first of all, it's easy to confuse the city's financial situation with, you know, what the county is doing. So I could tell there was some confusion in the crowd amongst, you know, what exactly a grant is. Do we have to pay it back? How does that work? How do we conflate a grant with, you know, the city's dire financial situation? So I'm glad that they sort of, you know, cleared up confusion on what exactly a grant was. You know, it's free money. So I wouldn't say it makes the discussion moot, though, because people have a legitimate concern about how their information is being used. But at the same time, if they'll be gone in a year, they'll be gone in a year.
Yeah, and I think that's where we are. And I think that's also going to be a hard case now, a hard sell for people who want to get rid of them, because I think a lot of people on council now will say, well, what do we got left now? 10 months, you know, even if they stay. So I think that's a hard discussion at this point to have. So, you know, it's interesting.
It is. Well, I'll dive out, but I'll stay tuned in. Thanks, Scott.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Christian. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We always appreciate anybody's opinion. That's why we're here. 39 minutes coming up on 40 minutes past the hour. And Christian was in the room last night. It was good to see him back from Washington, D.C., there for a city council meeting, always engaged as he is, and that's a very nice thing for somebody under 20 years of age, or right about at 20 years of age at this point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So I think the feeling that I had in the room last night is obviously a feeling that other people had. Is that I don't think either side did any damage to themselves, and I think there actually was an open dialogue last night about these flock cameras, which was nice to see. It was nice to hear questions asked. It was nice to hear questions answered. And like I said, 90% of that conversation was, I think, very productive. And I think we did learn things. I think we did learn that the sheriff said this would likely be the last year for flock because of the financial situations involved there. So there you are. If anybody's got anything to say, feel free to weigh in. Phone lines are open this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 41 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. And again, we'll have the tickets to Nelly tonight at the Ohio State Fair, August the 4th, 7 p.m. We'll give those away probably sometime in the next hour. But if people have things they want to say, we'll also do that. But that was pretty much the wrap-up of the city council meeting last night. There was a little more conversation on the DORA, the program in which you can take an alcoholic beverage to certain parts of downtown Marion and into certain establishments. That conversation, I really don't think, at this point, I think they want to change the area that the DORA is, maybe feeling that the DORA is a little too big, but I don't know that that is progressing in a very fast way. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, not well rested after that meeting last night, but that was a humdinger, wasn't it?
It was interesting.
I had a little bit of a different vantage point than you because I was right back there in the hullabaloo. And as you said, if I didn't recognize the voice as Ray Grogan's, I would have never believed that it was him saying those things. He was just very aggressive in his mannerisms. He started to get up, like you talking to me kind of approach. I actually stepped in sort of like, come on, Phil, just, you know, sit down and let's be better than this. And my whole thing back there is I try to maintain order because I don't want to play into their stereotype and need for decorum and their rules. So I do try to, like, come on, guys, let's be better than this sort of thing. Like, last night, I could only do what I could do. But if I'm the voice of reason in a situation, Spears, we're in quite the predicament.
Well, you know what's interesting? Two things that off the top that really not so much to do with that. But, you know, decorum did get voted down. It's gone. But,
Okay, so the first decorum conversation sparked from public officials screaming at me and calling me a stupid bitch. And then we've got the county prosecutor last night, and they're almost, I swear it felt like, if it had been a social situation, he would have been challenging him to a fight, like a non-city meeting social situation.
His
body language was that aggressive. I saw it.
Well, I mean, I could see what he was doing, too. He never left his seat.
He started to get up out of his seat. The first time when he said, are you accusing me of something? I turned around, I thought, I don't know.
There were other people there. I said, did you see him get out of his seat? And they said
no. He started to get up from his chair, and Kevin Davidson put his hand on his shoulder.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't think...
Kevin Davidson was there also, County Commissioner Kevin Davidson. And what my thought is they were there doing their little back the blue thing. The police show up on the last day of trial, so I'm assuming this is them showing up to back the blue.
Well, here's the thing.
You know what? Grogan always goes on about how he doesn't represent the city and this and that and the other, and he's unbiased and can prosecute in the city, and that's the reason why he's still prosecuting the city cop. Why is he at a city meeting?
Well, here's what I would say about that situation, aside from what I said at the top of the program. I don't think that type of thing should happen at a meeting.
No.
I think
Twice it happened, Scott. Twice.
Yeah, it did. But I also think, as you said, if you have a former law enforcement officer sitting right next to you, you have the sheriff in the front of the room.
Who's your best friend, and the chief of police, who's also your best friend.
Right, but I don't think you're really trying to pick a fight. And you're in a city council room.
You're going to win. That's the thing is, and that's what I was trying to tell Phil. I said, I know Phil doesn't need me to tell him this, but sometimes people do need a voice of reason in these heated situations. It was just like with the Danny Clark and Sean Barr situation that night. My reaction, if it had been bad, I would have been the one that would have lost in that situation. Had Phil done the same aggressive body language type stuff that Grogan did, Phil would have been the one going to jail last night. And we can't beat them in that environment. And that's
I don't think that's true. I don't.
You were talking about how you can't believe that this happened, you know, an elected official shouting it.
Yes, I don't.
It happened to me, Scott. Right, but stood up and yelled in my face.
Right, but there are two differences about those situations. Number one, your situation did not happen during a meeting.
Yes, it did.
When they called you those names?
Oh, no, when Colin stood up and yelled in my face. And I can't even remember what he said. It was October of 2025. He stood up and shouted in my face. And my lawsuit dropped just weeks later. But, I mean, he all but called me a liar and told me that they have real jobs and they get too many record requests from me. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was 18 inches away from me and spit was flying out of his face.
Yeah, but I don't think he was trying to pick a fight. And that seems to be how this is being characterized last night.
Well, when Grogan says, what was it that he said? Do you have a problem with me? Are you something to that effect? And then at the end of that meeting, he said to Phil, do you have something you want to get off your chest, buddy? We can step out into the hallway.
Yeah, but
that's when I got my phone out. I was like, if the county prosecutor's going to do this, we're going live on Facebook.
Right,
continued to rant about his recent wins, and I think he really undid all of his recent wins with the way he acted last night.
Well,
if he had acted like that, we would be jailed. I'm sorry.
By that point, by the end of the meeting, the sheriff was sitting right next to him.
Jay McDonald had to get up and walk back. You can watch it on the video. Jay McDonald got up from his seat in the front of the room and went back to where Grogan was. And this is when I'm pulling my phone out of my pocket. And he's in Grogan's face like, come on, Ray. Come on. I mean, so close that they could have been kissing if they were a couple. Like, come on, Ray. Not here. And Ray is still shouting about how he just got the child rapist convicted last week, got him a life sentence. I mean, he's running through all these sentences that he's got like it's a press release. And talking about appeals that just, cases that got overturned by the appellate court in his favor. I mean, like, he's running down this list of things that he sounds like he might reassure himself with at night before he goes to bed because he was ready to go. And he came out and he was still ready to rock and roll, but Abby from the Marion store asked him if she could get a few words with him.
That is not what I was standing in the hallway at that point. That's not what I witnessed, but
you didn't see McDonald. You were over by the bathroom. Ray was still by his.
No, I did see McDonald step in between them, and then I saw.
Didn't hear Ray keep going on about his cases that he had just won.
I heard that. But what I saw at that point, Phil had already started to leave. Because he passed by me.
Phil, get out of here.
Right.
And Phil told me later he thought the meeting was over. I was just telling him to get out of here before this gets worse.
Right. But that was long before the Marion Star Lady came up because Grogan was already headed in the opposite direction when she walked up to him.
Well, he saw me videoing, and I think he was stopping to say something because our sheriff used his de-escalation techniques and photobombed and acted like a jackass on the live video instead of, you know, going over and being like, hey, let's put this all to bed. Grogan was getting ready to say something, and then I think he realized that the camera was live because
if I was really going to have a fight with somebody, I certainly wouldn't do it sitting next to the sheriff.
When you know you're not going to get in trouble.
Well, I don't know that I wouldn't get in trouble because
Scott, they have pictures of, and this is sort of what Phil was getting at. They have pictures posted of each other riding around on a golf cart.
Right, but there are 30 witnesses in the room.
How many witnesses were there in the room when Sean Barr and Scott or Danny Clark did what they did?
Nothing. Well, I don't think there were nearly as many because that was a much less attended meeting, and that's what I'm saying.
Well, is there one witness enough? Do you need more than one witness to the fact that you're being accosted?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
aren't the law director and the police major enough?
Well, the difference is the people were watching it on Facebook Live. They heard what was said. they saw what was said, and there were audio clips running at that time. So there was no doubt what was said and how it was said and why it went down. So I don't know how you say that that would not have been relevant.
I just, you know, they keep telling us that we need decorum, and it seems like to me the more and more decorum is pointing to them. That said, this was my really expensive phone call from the mechanic that I've been waiting on for a week, so I hope everyone has a better day than me.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But all I have to say about that, as I said earlier, those are the things that should not happen in meetings. However, people witnessed them or saw them. I just don't think that should happen. And, but I never felt as if there was a fight about to happen. I mean, you've got the sheriff, you've got former law enforcement, you've got the police chief right there. You've got the former police chief who's the mayor. There were a lot of people in this room at this particular point who are witnessing this all happen. Not to mention the fact that it's all happening on the record during the live meeting. So, you know, that's what it is. And I don't know what's going on in people's life that would happen. And, you know, it's sad in a way that would happen in a live meeting. It's sad that that's what it devolved into last night. So there you are. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 53 coming up on 54 minutes past the hour. If anybody's got anything they'd like to say, feel free to weigh in. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. But I'll tell you, it made the flock conversation seem rather tame last night. And by the time we got to the vote on flock going on to council, I'm not even sure that was what people were talking about in the room. So I don't know what more there is to say about that. 740-383-9944. All right. If you have anything to say, feel free to weigh in. And we will go on down the road here. You know, as I was saying yesterday, we had a lot of conversation on the program yesterday. Well, we'll take the phone call, then we'll come back to this. Stay tuned here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. What's going on today?
Nothing. Just another day. How's it going?
Good. I think the point that Naomi was trying to make is that if you're somebody who wants to try to save face but doesn't have any balls, probably the best way to do it is to go to a public forum and address that person there, because it's not going to go any further than just a discussion. You can stand up and act bad. You got a problem with me, you can do all that shit and act like this is the first time you've ever heard these words come out of Phil Townsend's mouth. And that's what I told him. Dude, you hang on my page for months. This accusation that I made last night, I've been making for years. He's been watching. He's been listening. This has been going on. This is the same thing that Josh Daniels did during the commercial building code issues that were going on. And for years, I have been expressing my opinion of Josh Daniels' time in office, and when he was instrumental in getting rid of the building code, and how I feel that is a wrong for the citizens. And he sat there for weeks, kept coming for weeks, would look at me, wouldn't say anything to me, didn't have any conversation after the meeting or anything else. but yet got up on the last night of the vote when they took the vote on that and addressed the city council and said, now, anybody up here got a problem with me, they need to speak up. I'm right here. Dude, I'm behind you. I was sitting in front of him that night. But you see my point, though?
Well, I do. All I was saying was, is I don't think it was ever going to deteriorate into any kind of fight, and I never got the impression that...
That's the point.
Right. And I never got the impression that Ray Grogan was coming out of his seat to try to strike somebody.
He came out pretty aggressive, and I'm going to tell you flat out, Scott, the reason I left last night is because exactly what Naomi said. Is I don't let anybody jump in my face like that, all aggressive. You want to discuss the problem? You want to have a conversation? We can have it. I was stood out there in the mezzanine. I was stood out in the parking lot, and we could have discussed it all night long. You know me. I'll talk forever.
Right. I guess
you're not going to come at me like that. And what he knew and what he was trying to do, in my opinion, was to push me to a point where they would get me. And I'm not stupid.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is I would not think any public official sitting in a room with that many people during an active meeting that's being recorded would... But I heard his voice, and as soon as I heard his...
I agree with you, Scott. Do you understand what I'm saying? I agree with you.
Right,
and
no, I just...
plan. It was an opportunity for him to try to save face on camera. All the things you keep saying are all the things he was there for the camera, for the cops to be standing around, for everybody to be watching, and that's exactly why he did it there.
Right.
He acted surprised last night, like, sir, do you have a problem with me? Is there something? You already know what my problem is. You've watched me. You've hung on my page. You were on my page yesterday, hanging on my page. So don't act. It's very disingenuous to get up and jump up and act like, oh my gosh, I've never heard any of this before in my life.
No, I guess I'm saying, because there were a lot of people who weren't there, and I think a lot of people who could not see the back of the room the way the
right.
cameras were.
And they do have cameras. They do have camera views back there, and I will bet that there's a audio to those cameras,
right.
too.
What I would say is, in the time it took me to turn my head, which would have been the time that he started speaking, he never got out of his seat. And usually, if somebody is trying to be uber-aggressive, they're at least going to stand up. I mean, he never stood up.
He started to.
But he didn't.
Right. He started to, and somebody put his hand on his shoulder, and he sat back down.
Well...
How many fights you been in, Scott? You hang out in a lot of bars?
Well, no, but I mean, I don't know that he does either.
Okay, but my point being is, and I'm not coming at you, but you're offering you're welcome to your opinion, but I mean, you're coming from a knowledge base that is very shallow, in my opinion. So how people react in fights and how people react when they don't want to fight and things like that.
Well, let me ask this. Do you think he wanted to fight?
I just keep saying to you, no, he did not want to fight.
Well, that's what I agree with.
He wanted to look like he was ready to fight. He wanted to put on a show. He wanted to put on a show for the video, for the audience, to say, you know what, look at me, I stand up to this stuff. That's what it was all about, because you know you can put on a show. Same thing Josh Daniels did, is he knew he could put on a show, and nothing bad would come of it as far as an altercation. Josh is a big old boy.
Right, but
he's
I think
a big pussy too.
But I think that's
I don't know anything about Ray on that level. But my point being is, when you've had interactions with people like this throughout your life, Scott, you get to kind of learn to read people.
Right, but I think I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying I don't think there was the potential for any altercation. I don't think that's what he was trying to do.
Well, see, that's where we disagree, though.
So you think
I think he knew I was going to be there. He's been listening. He listens to your show. and he saw an opportunity, just like Josh Daniels, to try to save some face. I will jump up in this city council meeting, and I will confront him, and I will act like I'm a badass, because I know I'm protected. I know that ain't nobody going to let Phil Townsend get to me.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think he expected there to be an altercation. I don't think he was looking to touch anybody.
No, I agree. But do you agree that he was looking to put on a show?
I don't know what he was doing. If that was the show he wanted to put on, it came off very poorly to everybody in the room.
Well, you know, the whole Ratliff trial came off very poorly. A lot of things he does comes off very poorly. It doesn't mean that wasn't his plan. He had a very big plan to put Ayers Ratliff in jail for the rest of his life or whatever. How'd that go?
Well, we got from a listener, then we got to go to break here. From a listener this morning, they say, I don't think so. He looked pretty upset. No altercation, but no show either.
All right. Okay.
So there we go. We got to go to break, though. We're coming back right after this short but important break. Stay tuned.
All right, bud. Bye.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then